near the end of John, Jesus prays to the Father for his disciples. At the end of this beautiful prayer, he closes with, "Father, those whom you have given to me, I want that those also may be with me where I am, in order that they may see my glory that you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world." Righteous Father, although the world does not know you, yet I have known you, and these men have come to know that you sent me. And I made known to them your name, and will make it known, in order that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I may be in them. Do we know his name? As the disciples did. Why was it so critical for Jesus to show the name of the Lord, the name of the Father? He is God, and his name be praised forevermore. Let's pray. Jesus revealing the name of Yahweh takes new light when we go long ago. Exodus 3. And Moses was a shepherd with the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the west of the desert, and he came to the mountain of God, to Horeb. And the angel of Yahweh appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. And he looked, and there was the bush burning with fire, but the bush was not being consumed. And Moses said, "Let me turn aside and see this great sight. Why does the bush not burn up?" And Yahweh saw that he turned aside to see, and God called to him from the midst of the bush, and he said, "Moses, Moses." And he said, "Here I am." And he said, "You must not come near to here. Take off your sandals from on your feet, because the place on which you are standing, it is holy ground." And he said, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face because he was afraid of looking at God. It is a very curious thing that many scholars agree that the angel of Yahweh could be a pre-incarnate Jesus Christ, the pre-incarnate Son, known by the Father from the foundation of the world. And here he appears, in the flame of fire in the midst of a bush, and yet God also is in this bush and speaks from it. After Yahweh says what he sees from the people of Moses in Egypt, Moses says to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" And he said, "Because I am with you, and this will be a sign for you that I myself have sent you. When you bring the people out of Egypt, you will serve God on this mountain." But Moses said to God, "Look, if I go to the Israelites and I say to them, 'The God of your ancestors has sent me to you,' and they say to me, 'What is his name?' then what shall I say to them?" And God said to Moses, "I am that I am." And he said, "So you must say to the Israelites, 'I am sent me to you.'" And God said again to Moses, "So you must say to the Israelites, 'Yahweh, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever. And this is my remembrance from generation to generation.'" Jesus, throughout his ministry, is recorded as saying, "I am," 7 times. "I am the bread of life. I am the door," etc. There's a poignant moment when the Jews and Jesus were having a discussion about the importance of Abraham. In John 8, Jesus said, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. The one who glorifies me is my Father, about whom you say he is our God. And you have not known him, but I know him. And if I were to say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I know him, and I keep his word. Abraham, your father, rejoiced that he would see my day, and he saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." Friend, the name of our God is of utmost importance. I don't think we understand it in this day and age. The name of our God, he is, period. The great I am. The great I am. Meditate with me on who he is and the righteousness, majesty, and glory of his name. Praise Yah. Praise the name of Yahweh. Praise him, O servants of Yahweh, who stand in the house of Yahweh, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise Yah, for Yahweh is good. Sing praises concerning his name, for it is pleasant. For Yah has chosen Jacob for himself, Israel as his special possession. For I know that Yahweh is great, and our Lord is greater than all gods. All that Yahweh desires he does, in heaven and on earth, in the seas and all the depths. He causes clouds to rise from the edge of the earth. He makes lightnings for the rain. He brings out the wind from his storehouses. Who struck the firstborn of Egypt, both humans and animals. He sent signs and wonders into your midst, O Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants. Who struck many nations and killed mighty kings. Sihon, the king of the Amorites, and Og, the king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. And he gave their land as an inheritance for his people Israel. O Yahweh, your name endures forever. O Yahweh, your renown throughout all generations. Praise Yah. friend. As we sit here together, you and I, let us desperately try to hold on to him now, to meditate and dwell and praise his name, who he is, the name of his son, who he is. He is the great I am. He is your creator. He is your sustainer. He is the one that will bear fruit in your life. He is the Almighty. He is worthy of us to focus right now. Let us meditate in conclusion on this beautiful Psalm 145. I will exalt you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is Yahweh, and very worthy of praise, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation will laud your works to another and will declare your mighty deeds. On the splendor of the glory of your majesty and on your wonderful deeds, I will meditate. And they will speak of the power of your awesome deeds, and I will tell of your greatness. They will utter the renown of your abundant goodness, and they will proclaim with joy your righteousness. Yahweh is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and great in loyal love. Yahweh is good to all, and his mercies are over all his works. All your works will praise you, O Yahweh, and your faithful ones will bless you. They will speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power, to make known to the children of humankind his mighty deeds and the glory of the majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. Yahweh upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look hopefully to you, and you give them their food in due time, opening your hand and satisfying the desire of every living creature. Yahweh is righteous in his ways and loyal in all his works. This is for you, friend. Yahweh is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desire of those who fear him. He also hears their cry for help and saves them. Yahweh protects all those who love him, but the wicked he will exterminate. My mouth will speak the praise of Yahweh, and all flesh will bless his holy name forever and ever. Jesus, Yahweh, Spirit, you are my God. You are my God, the great I am. Blessed be the name of the Lord, my God. All praise and glory and honor to you alone, Yahweh. I hope you were blessed by this time praying with me. If so, pass this podcast on. Visit www.incense-ptl.com. I pray your prayers are blessed this week. Amen.